praise his name. We're going to talk about meditating day and night. That's what our focus is on today. This whole idea of meditation kind of cloudy in some people's minds. Some people have a certain idea of what meditation is. And because there's other faiths and religions that exercise this thing called meditation, it seems foreign to us. But that the Lord, amen, in his word mentions meditation many times. In fact, amen, he commands us, directs us, shows us, encourages us that this is an activity we must be involved with.
Amen.
Is meditation. Somebody say meditation.
Amen. Amen.
Now, when the Bible talks about meditation, amen, meditating is very well known in the East, in Eastern cultures. Western cultures, we're not quite as familiar with meditation, but God shows us exactly what it's all about. And the reason why we're focusing in on meditation today is something, as I stated earlier, is sometimes we come into the family of God and we kind of scratch the surface. We don't activate that spiritual thing, that spiritual power, those spiritual capabilities and spiritual abilities that God has made available to us, mm-hmm. because we don't go deep enough.
Right.
I'm talking about the church. And many times, amen, even our church leaders, amen, have failed to teach God's people, amen, the deep secrets of the things of God. And so many times people's understanding of God and worship and pursuing him and prayer is just superficial. Get down on our knees, we say a couple of things, and we get up and we're on our way. We stop for a minute, amen, but then we go on our way and we don't give God time enough and the attention enough for him to speak to us. And so I'm going to focus in on this today because it's very important. This activity, amen, will change our lives spiritually if we would dare to venture in this area as a believer, according to what God says about meditation, okay? Let's look at it. And so I began in Psalms 1, amen. There's many accounts of this whole idea of meditation. I've lifted up just a few examples of scripture, and we're going to talk about these things. But over in Psalms 1, and we know this very well, but I'm going to begin in verse 1. The Bible said, blessed is the man. And what I've come to realize, amen, that if we engage, I say engage, if we engage with God, if we make that connection spiritually, we will, amen, without a doubt, be blessed. Blessed is the man. Somebody said, well, it starts off by talking about not walking in the counsel of the ungodly. But we need to understand what that's all about. Because the reason why the Bible said, blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sin, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Because if we meditate in the word of the Lord, we're going to know the right path to take. And verse 2 is where I'm going now. It says, but he's making a connection here, right? Can we agree on that? He's still talking about something that he's making a connection with. Amen. Blessed is the man that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his or her delight, somebody say delight, is what? In the law of the Lord. Blessed is the man or woman, amen, whose delight is in the law of the Lord, whose delight is in the word of God, whose delight is making a connection with God. And allow him to make a connection with us. Touch your neighbor and say, you got to go deeper. Oh, my sisters and my brothers. You got to go deeper in the word of God. Spiritually, we got to go deeper. No more superficial worship. No more superficial going to church. No more superficial exercises of religion.
Yeah, right.
Am I right about it? Customs and traditions. Let's make that connection with God as God intended it to be. All right? So let me end it. Now, it says, his delight is in the law of the Lord. Here we go. And in his law, in God's law, in God's word, does he what? There's that word, meditate. In his law, doeth he meditate. So if we engage in this activity, it's spiritual thing. It's a spiritual thing. This is not some, physical, amen, natural, secular even exercise. This is a spiritual thing, amen. If we exercise in this activity of meditation, according to what the Bible defines as meditation, right? Then he meditates in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate, what? Day and night. Ah, there it is. So we are to exercise in this activity of meditating in the law of the Lord day and night. We see examples, amen, in the Bible where people of God and believers, amen, were making a connection with God. And as a result of making a connection with God, all kinds of wonderful things happen. God done some really great things, even miracles in many instances. As a result, those who were spiritually engaged, somebody say spiritually engaged, meditating, what? Day and night. Again, we see examples that some confess, I meditate upon the word of the Lord all the day long. Some say, upon my bed, I lift up my heart unto the Lord in meditation. Some people say, if you go to bed, amen, with the Lord on your mind, you wake up with the Lord on your mind. In his law doth he meditate day and night. Here we go. So we can conclude then that his word soothes. Can I get a witness? His word comforts. His word gives peace. And his word gives, anybody know about this word? I'm getting ready to say now, tranquility. You know what tranquility is? That's like being, amen, on the peaceful shore. Anybody ever just sat and listened to the waves? It's comforting. It's that's by being still and listening. Amen. As you listen to the peaceful water, the peaceful shores, amen. As you listen, amen, the Lord will, through this being still and through this tranquility, amen, nothing will cloud the ability of God to minister and speak to our hearts. That's what's important. So he says, and in his law does he meditate day and what? Night. So let's talk about that. Today, my brothers and sisters, I submit to you that there are many distractions today and things vying for our time. Watch it. And our attention. Telephone, internet, social media, 24/7 news commentary. Notice, I started off by saying 24/7 news. Then I said, no, let me change that. 24/7 news commentary. Television. Podcast. But we got to understand something, that God wants our attention. Say, God wants our attention. God wants our attention. He wants our focus. And we can't allow these things to crowd out our connection with God. We don't realize sometimes. I didn't realize. I one day left the house and left my phone. And, we think about all the things that we can't do because we don't have our phone. But we need to, sometimes we need to be separated from these tools right here so that we can hear from God. The believer's meditation, listen, is different from other religious faiths. I want you to first understand that. So by me talking about meditation, I know it ignites a certain idea of what we think meditation is according to what we've seen. All right? But let's talk about this a little more. Meditation, Amen. And the Hebrew word is a word called Hagar. Hagar. Now, H-A-G-A-H. All right. Now, this is what I want us to focus in on, because these things are telling us what God's view to the believer is regarding meditation. Doesn't matter what our view is based on other religions. This is what God shows us what meditation is and how it's going to affect our life. It's going to affect our spirits first. It's going to affect our inner person first, and then it's going to protrude and also affect our outer environment and surroundings, okay?
Amen.
All right? So now let's take a look. So the word meditation is the word haga, and it means to utter. Somebody say to utter. So it means to speak. It means to moan. It means to imagine. So when we meditate, we utter, amen, something to God. We speak out. We vocalize something, amen. We imagine as we are spending time making a connection with God what can be. God will show us what's possible. And then allow us to know that he's able to do it. And then he'll help us to be able to walk by faith until he works it out or brings it to pass. Somebody say utter. So when we meditate, amen, it's something that we vocalize. It's something that we utter. It's something that we speak, amen, to God. It is making that connection, amen. If you don't know how, if you don't have any words, you just moan. Amen. It even means to mourn. So sometimes you can lose something and you just don't know what to do. And you just are meditating to the Lord and you just are expressing to the Lord the loss. But God will come back and show you what you're going to gain. Now, it also means, well, here we go. You ready? This word, Hagar, this is the word that it's using now. So this, I'm not making this up, all right? Okay? The Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So right here, this word Hagar also means to study. So as we're meditating, we're reciting. There's another word, reciting. We're speaking, we're uttering. See, that's why we got to give God back his word, but we got to first know his word in order to give him back his word. Amen. We got to utter, amen, his promises. You got to say what he said. Oh, my goodness. Somebody missed that. You got to say what he says. You got to express to God in meditation. It is expressing, amen, what you're feeling. There's nothing wrong with letting the Lord know how you feel. Come on. God is not intimidated by our feelings.
Amen.
Nor is he intimidated by our questions.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, come on. Somebody say amen. It is to talk. It is to express to God. It is, here we go. It is to vocalize. It is to enunciate, right? Spell it out. Or it is to articulate. Somebody say articulate. Your thoughts and your feelings. It your hopes and your dreams. It is spending time with God and making a connection with him and letting him know what's on your mind. And yet at the same time, giving God the chance and the time and the ability to speak back to us so he can speak his heart into us. So that if there's any adjustments that we need to make, God will show us. Can I get a witness in this place? It is to make vocal sounds. But those sounds are coherent. They're spoken from the, here we go, from the depths of our spirit and our heart. What it is not a vocal, amen, exercise of making sounds repeatedly, infinitely, but it is, amen, vocalizing, amen, in our heart, what's in our heart, amen, what we're going through unto the Lord. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
In his law doeth he meditate, what day and night. Come on, somebody say amen. We got to spend the time with God. We have to make that connection. We got to go deeper. We got to, operating in this spiritual activity of making a connection with God so God can speak to it. Many times, amen, people don't know it because they're not stopping and spending time with the Lord so he can show us what his will is. We got to spend time to express to God. We got to talk with him. We got to study his word. We got to vocalize, amen, and articulate your thoughts and feelings and whatever it is that you, amen, are hoping for and dreaming for. Over in Joshua 1 and 8, we got to understand something. His word tells us that it must be upon our lips. Where? Our lips. Amen. You know what that means. Anytime you're talking about lips, you're talking about you stating it. You're repeating back what God has given us. Study his word, repeat it back to him. Study his word, vocalize it back out again. Say it and speak it and learn it and meditate on it, all right? And then vocalize it back to God, amen? So we're just not making sound. We're vocalizing back to him what he gave us so that what? That God is doing something in that. He is allowing his word to get in our spirit, right? Why does it need to get in our spirit? See, because when it's in your spirit, you don't have to think twice. It just automatically comes out. His word, right? Okay.
Amen.
Now, so then meditate. We're talking about the meaning of meditate is haga. It's to vocalize. It is to utter. It's to speak. It's the music to imagine. It is to study, to talk, to express to God, to vocalize. Amen. Articulate to God. Then meditate. Then here we go. Here's a word. Now that's not we're not very familiar with in the Western culture. Now, it is a word called reflect. How many of us reflect on the day? Reflect on the we. How many of us reflect on things that we said and the things that we do? Every day. The psalmist said, in his law do I meditate day and night. So through the day, it helps us, amen, with wisdom and knowledge in the things that we do. Amen. Amen. At night as we meditate, amen, it helps us to prepare for the next day. Not only is your body naturally, amen, reviving itself as God has intended, but when we meditate on the word of God, our spirit is being revived as well. You know your spirit needs to be revived as well.
Yes.
That mind needs to be revived. Come on. So meditate there means to reflect. It means to ponder on the things of God. I'm going to one with this now. Stay with me. It means to recite. It means, here's one. It means to chew on. Ah, everybody know about that, right? I remember back in the country, my grandfather, amen, had a farm, and he had cows. And boy, it seemed like them cows were chewing all the time. Am I right, Mother Wells? Right? And just when you think they should be finished with them, go ahead and swallow it now. And then go chewing again. See, what they do is they chew it and then they what swallow it, they regurgitate it back up, and then they chew on it some more. Now let's make that connection with the word of God. See, because if the word of God is gonna get in us, we got to chew on it. You got to swallow it. Don't say, now I'm done now. Bring it back up and chew on it some more. That's right. Get more. Oh, come on, brother. You got to get some more understanding. I'm getting there, bro. I'm getting there now. I'm getting there. But when you chewing on it, you getting understanding. When you chewing on it, you getting insight. When you chew on it, you getting information directly from God. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say chew on it.
Woo.
So meditating is chewing on it. It is chewing on what God has revealed to us. It is chewing on the things of God. It is chewing on the word of God. It's swallowing it, bring it back up again and chew on it some more.
Amen.
It means to consider the possibility, to consider what God is showing you. Consider where you can go. Consider, amen, the wonderful, awesome relationship that God has made with us. Consider only way you're going to consider, you got to be still. You know, the Bible said, be still and know that I am God. Amen. If we remain still long enough and we meditate on the things of God, God is going to show us some great things. I'm going to show you now. I'm not just making this up. So here we go. You ready for this? It is learning. Somebody say learning. To think of God and to think on God. So the more we spend time with the Lord, the more we meditate, the more we muse, the more we contemplate, the more we vocalize, the more we speak on, the more we contemplate, the more we recite, the more we ponder, the more we reflect on the things of God, the more God comes in and does something deep in us that changes us. More. Because, well, man, I want to be like Jesus. Okay, are you meditating on the word? Are you talking with God and expressing your feelings and allowing him to talk back with you so he can make whatever adjustment he needs to make in you? And in me? Learning to think on God, to think of God. That's taking the time to spend with our Jesus, to spend with our God. To be thinking on, to be focusing. You gotta focus. Sometimes people get down on their knees to pray, but their minds are somewhere else, and they want to hurry up and get finished with the prayer so they can go on about their business. Not realizing that you gotta stay there long enough before you go about your business. God is gonna show you what to do. Let me show you. Meditation is very deliberate. It doesn't just happen by, like my teacher used to say when I was in the fifth grade, it doesn't come by osmosis. You know what osmosis is, right? That doesn't come by osmosis, some kind of process where it just happens. Just let it be and it's just going to happen by osmosis. No, you got to deliberately make a choice in your mind and in your spirit and in your soul to spend time with God. You got to very deliberately take the time. You got to deliberately focus on the things of God. It is very deliberate act that requires focus and commitment. And as a result, we see certain words that we get ready to take a look at now. Certain words like, as a result of meditating on the word of God, you receive wisdom. Brother, understanding, insight. I don't know about you, but I need insight on this thing. I need God to show me, unless he show me. Somebody say insight. Over in Psalms 119, it says, oh, how I love your law. And I meditate on it all the day long. Watch it. Here we go now. So we see then that there is a result of, as a result of us meditating on the word of God, as a result of us loving the law of the Lord and meditating on that. Here we go, verse 98 of Psalm 119. It says, your commands, your precepts, your word, your law. Amen. Here it is. Now, it makes me wiser. Somebody touching him say, makes me wiser. Oh, I think we can very, amen, very much, amen, very confidently draw from this text that if we meditate on the things of God, meditate on the word of God, it's going to make us wise. The psalmist said, it made me wiser than my enemies. Woo, glory to God. For they're ever with me. Verse 99. Here we go. Don't stop. Don't touch him. Don't stop there. Verse 99 says, and I have more insight. So now we see it made me wiser and it gives me insight. Oh, here we go. So that means when we meditate, spend time with the Lord, we come away with something that causes us to be blessed, like the Bible says. Right? So it says, I meditate upon it all day long, and therefore your commandments as a result, there's the connection, makes me wiser than my enemies. Therefore, as I meditate day and night, amen, it makes me and it gives me insight,
more insight than all my teachers. Here's the connection now. For I meditate on your statutes. I think we can safely conclude that as we meditate and get into the Word of God, it gives us insight. It'll cause you to excel. Am I right about it? Verse 100. Here we go deep. It says, and I have more understanding. So now we see wisdom applied and received. We see insight given. Amen. We see understanding. Amen. It says, and I have more wisdom than the elders. And I obey your precepts. So now, here we go. We see the idea of precepts. Study his word and understanding what is God's precepts. Amen. It gives us an understanding, amen, more than others. It gives us insight, amen, as we meditate on his statutes and word, and it makes us wiser. Isn't that awesome? In verse 101, here we go now. So now here's how we can make that connection also in Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. We see the connection, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. He dares not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And here is the connection now. Verse 101, Psalms 119. I have kept my peace from every evil way. There's that connection again. So that I might what? Obey your word. So this whole idea, as we meditate, amen, we're seeking, amen, to do what? Obey God's word. Amen. Meditation, my brothers and sisters, involves garnering, directing, informing the mind and your thoughts. Amen. And your heart. You see, because we need our mind and thoughts informed, amen. Because this mind is in operation all the time, and we have thoughts, right? But when we meditate on the Word of God, amen, and we spend time in the Lord, is that although that our thoughts are in operation all the time, we should direct our thoughts toward God. And towards the things of God, towards the precepts. Somebody say precepts. There it is in verse 100. Towards the principles. When it say commands and directives, meaning God shows us what to do. Amen. The directives and commandments and instructions of God. See, when we meditate on God's word and we spend time with him, God gives us, touch your name and say instruction. Instructions. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's real tough to put together something without the instructions. Amen. Am I right about it? Yeah. You know, it's real hard. Amen. Yeah. When you try to put together instructions without, amen, put together something without instructions, you end up with extra parts. you put it together. Amen. I remember my dear daughter and son, older. Amen. We bought them a swing. We wanted to be the good parents. My wife know what I'm talking about. And Brother Deke, amen, Sister Quinn, we bought one of them swings, you know, with the swing and you know the seesaw and all that. Bless God. If I would have knew how many screws, and bolts were in the house, no, y'all, we're gonna get something. Let's get a couple ropes and a tire. I've seen so many screws and bolts in my life. And I have some screws and bolts left over. Anytime that happens, you ought to be worried, my brothers and sisters. But when things are designed, they're designed for a reason. And it comes with all the parts. If you got extra parts, that means you left something out. Okay? Something missing somewhere. Amen. You may want to go back and take a look at the instructions to make sure that you didn't, whatever it is that you left out. Because if it's not put together properly, it's not going to properly function as it should. Oh, it may function. Bless God. Kids may get on that swing. It may swing. But it's not swinging the way it ought to swing. Am I right about it? So it applies to life. Amen. God gives us instructions so that we can apply them in our lives properly so that life can go well. That's God's intention. Amen. That it goes well with us. Right? So meditation then involves garnering, directing, and forming your mind and thoughts that are in operation towards the things of God, the precepts, the principles, the directives, the commands, and the instructions of God. All right? The Apostle Paul, in the fourth chapter of Philippians, exhorts us, amen, to, here we go now, see, because you got to touch it, you got to take charge. Remember I said you got to very deliberately make that choice to meditate? You got to take charge, amen. And so the Apostle Paul in Philippians exhorts us to demand, or in some cases force this mind, to deliberately focus. Somebody say, bring that mind in order. Bring it in line. Force it if you have to bring it in line with the Word of God. See, it's about an alignment. I this week, my brother-in-law, amen, praise God, he bought a whole set of new tires, and amen, I just went by to, you know, just stop by. I recommended a place to him, and they were changing all four of his tires. And he said, yeah, but they put on brand new tires, and they're not charging for valve stem, and they're not charging for this, and are they going to balance it? And I said, yes, they're going to balance. Definitely they're going to balance. He said, yeah, I know. It's got to be balanced, because as soon as I put this truck on the freeways, the tires are going to be jumping like this. And if it's misaligned, it's going to be pulling one way or another. See, God intends us to bring ourselves in line with the Word of God so that vehicle is not pulling this way. Anybody ever tried to drive a vehicle on a freeway and every time you're trying to get straighten it up, it pulls to the left? Yeah, you fight. It's a steady fight, amen. I bless God. I learned a lot about mechanics and cars, amen, because of the experience. And it's nothing like being on a freeway when the bushings are loose. They done all worn out, amen. And I didn't know, Deke. I mean, my steering wheel doing like this. I knew something was wrong. Every time I try to straighten it up, it feels like it's pulling back this way. I straighten it up, and it feels like it's pulling back the other way. Come to find out, amen, I needed to put some new bushings. And I needed to line that thing up so it goes straight where it needs to go. Amen? Yes, God wants to align ourselves, amen, with his will. Come on. The devil's trying to pull us over here, pull us over there. The world, amen, is trying to pull us over here. So we demand his mind, demand his spirit, demand, amen, this mind and our thoughts, amen, to deliberately focus our attention on the Lord. Here we go. You ready for this? And to involve yourself in this spiritual activity. Somebody say spiritual activity. See, a lot of times, you know, we go to church, but we're not familiar with these spiritual activities. And then we wonder why things happen. And it just seems like it's not, you know, it's not coming together. It's because we're not spending enough time with God. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. If we spend some time spiritually and go deeper, God will show us some things. Amen. We involve ourselves in a spiritual activity, amen, it will surely bring something positive, a positive result in our spirit and in our lives. Listen, a proper meditation regimen will enhance. Are you ready for this? And improve. Watch it now. Our relationship with God. Oh, that's good. Amen. That's good. I'm going to say that again. A proper meditation regimen, if I can use that word in this sense, it will enhance. You know what enhance means, right? It's going to make it better. It's going to improve our relationship with God. Not that we don't have a relationship with God. Not that we're not born again. Not that we're not on our way to heaven, man. But we all need improvement, if we be honest. And when we meditate in on the Word of God, amen, meditate and focus on the things of God, yes, amen, it's going to enhance our relationship with God. And then, guess what? Mm-hmm. Here's something that's a new one.
There's more. Amen.
Amen. it's not only going to help us in our relationship with God, it's going to help us with our relationship with ourselves.
Amen.
God is going to help us to know ourselves. Come on. And then it's going to help us in our relationship with others.
Come on now.
Studies show that those involved with some form of ongoing meditation tend to excel better with their health, with their emotions, and with their well-being and overall outlook on life. Meditation gives you insight, amen, as we see, for life. Amen, as we see, it gives us understanding. And so it's important to involve. Now, let me share a couple other things before I come to close. Is this good? I'm sorry, it may not be a shouting, you know, but we need this today. If you want peace, you need to spend some time with the Lord. If you want understanding, God will give it to you. If you need insight, amen, God won't chide you. He said, come on, I'll show you. What do you want to know? So, here we go. Are you ready for this one? So, buckle your seatbelts. Here we go. Meditation reflects on God's resume. I put that because I'm going to show you where I'm going with this, all right? See, we go about and we don't stop and meditate, so we forget about what God did for us. And it's imperative, it's important, amen, it's necessary that we stop and spend time. Here we go. You ready for this word? And remember. Somebody say remember.
Remember.
Remember. Let me show you. In Psalms 143 and 5, here we go. All right. Psalms 143 and 5, you ready? He says, I remember the days of long ago.
All right.
Woo! Glory to God. There's that word, remember. Why is that important, Pastor? Let me show you. He said, I remember the days of long ago. I meditate. Somebody say meditate. On all your works and consider your hands of what they have done. Here it is. Amen. It encourages us. It encourages you. It encourages me to know that if I meditate on God, if I meditate, if I remember, if I recall. See, meditating is recalling what God has done for you.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
You know, we played the song last week, He's Done Enough. But if we recall, we meditate, amen, if we remember, amen, what God had did for us on yesterday, I meditate on all your works and consider your hands and what they have done. I remember God's forgiveness. I remember his love towards me. I ponder on his sacrifice for me when he died on the cross that I may receive eternal life. I recall the secret times and requests that he have answered for me. I remember the difficult moments, even those times when it seems like I wouldn't make it out. But I made it through the storm, through the rain, through the ups, through the downs, through the victories, through the pain. Through those calm moments and even those tumultuous ones, he kept me, kept my mind, and he kept my spirit, and he kept my soul. Meditating on the great things that he has done increases our faith and energizes our hope that if he did it once, touch your neighbor and say, he sure enough will do it again. That's why we need to meditate. That's why we need to focus. That's why we need to spend some time and chew on what God has done. Then after you swallow it, bring it back up again and remember it again. Sing the song, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. That's why we got to meditate. Let it energize. Let it give us more hope. Let it, amen, give us more peace. Let it give us more faith. Let it give us more joy. We got to meditate on it. I'm almost done. So Psalms 77 and 12 says, I will consider. Remember we said meditate. One of those words is consider.
I will consider, I will meditate on all your works, O Lord, on the miracles. And here we go now, here we go. And I will meditate on all of your mighty deeds. They weren't just deeds, they were mighty deeds. They weren't just things, they were great things. Oh, glory. It's important to know that our lives become aimless or lack proper order or direction, amen, if we don't spend time in meditating on those. But meditation will give you purpose. It will give you direction. It will give us meaning, and it will give us guidance. It will, come on, somebody say amen. It will cause us to be blessed. Blessed is the man. It allows us to, here we go now. It allows us to make corrections where needed. And it informs our mind and our spirit. It gives us room for adjusting the trajectory of life for the good in a very positive way. Then we need to understand that when we meditate on the things of God, it empowers us and strengthens the inner man. That's what's going on the inside.
Inner man. Amen.
Amen. Strengthen us and give us faith. It give us strength and it'll give us faith. Faith cometh. If faith got to come, that means it's not there yet. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing and ongoing hearing. Hear, constant hearing. It doesn't say having heard. The grammar there is an ongoing hearing. Faith coming by hearing ongoing. After you heard it, then hear it again. After you listen to it, then listen to it again. And then recite it out of your mouth. And then listen some more. That's where the chewing comes. You churn and you chew it. Swallow it. And then chew on it some more. Right? One writer wrote, those who are afflicted or oppressed will see their comfort, their comfort exists in, how they should praise God when he sends them deliverance. Amen? That, briefly here, he says, in God's law and his immense wisdom, we must present remedies against all temptations and troubles of mind, conscience, spirit, and soul. Amen. So when it's most present, us meditating on the word of God, amen, then it gives us a remedy against temptation. It gives us a remedy against troubled minds. It gives us a remedy against, amen, conscience. It will strengthen our spirit and our soul. It says, so that all those who practice in such may be assured against all dangers in this life or trouble in spirit of mind, amen, live in the true honor and love of God. So what it's saying that if we spend time with God, at our disposal then is God, amen, working those things out on our behalf, strengthening us, amen. If we practice this meditation, God will strengthen us and God will assure us. Mm-hmm. He let us know everything's all right.
Yes.
That's the plain, simple fact of the matter. He'll assure you that everything is all right. Joshua 1 and 8 says, keep the book of the law always upon your lips. There it is again. You got to talk it, ponder it, speak it out, vocalize it, enunciate it, and all those things we talked about. He says, meditate on it day and night, right? So that, somebody says, so that. So there's a purpose in this. This is not an exercise that we're just doing to be doing.
Yeah.
God is going somewhere with it. If you meditate upon it, keep it upon your lips, recite it continually day and night, spend some time and focus on it. It says, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. There it is. Did you see that? So the idea of us meditating on the word of God and the things of God and the commands of God is so not only that we would remember and recall those wonderful things in it, but that now we can take what God has shown us in his word and apply it to our lives. We can take what God is directing us to do and to obey it. There it is. To do what?
Obey it.
Somebody say obey it.
Obey.
Why is this important? Can I show you?
Yes.
It says that we, with the idea, with the intent of doing what God has shown us to do, so that, amen, we observe to do it. Now, here's the result of that. I'm not making this up, and I'm going to give you whatever's in here, all right? I don't believe in holding back. If it's in there, I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, come on.
I believe that. I'm going to give it to you. Right? So Joshua says that if you meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do it, then I'm fully aware of the if-then statement. If you do this, then I'll do that. That's what God is telling us. See, there's some things. I'm like, well, I just don't understand. If you do this, then I'll do that. If you get in my word, then I'll do this. If you study my word, then this is going to happen. If you obey it, oh, you can go ahead and take it to the bank right now, because it's going to happen. I'm going to bless you. Pastor, is that right? It says, then you will be prosperous and successful. In other words, God is going to bless you in the things that you set your hands to do. God's going to bless you in life. Amen. If you meditate on his word and show, as he shows you things, he's going to show you the path to take. And as a result, he's going to give you wisdom, he's going to give you insight, he's going to give you direction, he's going to give you peace, he's going to lead you and guide you, he's going to show you, then he's going to give you faith and joy and hope and allow you to dream and know that all things are possible. You're not going to let people get you down because you're not worried about it, because God done already showed you and God have already told you. Can I get a witness in this place? One thing I don't do, I don't let people get me down.
That's all right, Lord. Thank you.
Say what you want to say, but it's not going to get me down. Because I got somebody in me that's telling me something different.
Yes. Yes.
And I believe him, not them. Touch your neighbor and say, I believe him, not them.
I believe him and not them.
Amen. Whatever they tell you, I don't believe. Amen. If we're going to take a position, that's the best, take a position with Christ. Amen. Whatever they tell you, amen, I don't believe it. God said something different, and I believe what he said. I'm going to do what he told me to do, because if I do it, he gave me the instructions. He gave me the direction. He knows better than anybody, because he's been there. I've never been this way before. I need somebody that's been that way that I can follow. Come on, somebody say, you remember the message I preached? Amen, I haven't been this way before. We haven't been this way before. We need somebody to guide us through this way of life, because you've never been there. Amen. And since life is somewhere that you may not necessarily know where you go, God will show you which way to go. Because they don't know. they don't know. Oh, come on, somebody. They acting like they don't know. They talking like they know, but they don't know. Because God has the wisdom. He have all knowledge. He have all direction. Amen. I got to close, my brothers and sisters. But let me just answer the how for a minute. Okay, can I answer the how for a minute? Bless God, because remember I said we got to go deeper now, right? We got to slow down. We got to be still. We got to be still. God will show us that he's God. So when we slow down, meditate, understand what it is, all right? Then we engage, okay? Now, how do we engage? Because, you know, I hear people say, well, I heard preacher, you know, we got to do this. But then at the end of it, they say, but they didn't tell me how. God said, meditate, but how do you do that? Okay, we all begin with the whole idea of focusing, right? So my suggestion is to get to a quiet place. Somebody say, get to a quiet place. Get to a quiet place. Now, it shouldn't be a lot of things going on, because the reason why, if there's a lot of things going on, it's going to distract you. Remember, we said focus, your attention. If you're trying to focus your attention on God, and you have something else pulling at you, amen, it's going to get you distracted, right? So get you a quiet place, right? Somebody say quiet place, okay? Without interruptions. All right, that's the first thing. Jesus did it, didn't he? Yeah, what time? Somebody, well, Jesus really didn't have to do it. Well, if he didn't have to do it, he sure did it. He, the Bible says he got away from the crowd. He even got away from the disciples. He went up in the mountain by himself. Yeah, and if Jesus did it, we sure enough need to do it.
Amen.
He went up by himself, and for sure, when he went up there to talk to the Father showed him some things. And if we do the same, God will show us some things.
Yes.
Right? All right? So we got to be still. For the next one. All right. You find your quiet place. You be still. Don't
Don't allow yourself to be interrupted. So get somewhere where you won't be interrupted, all right? Or distracted, okay? And then when you spend time with God and start meditating on his word and what he, the things of God, amen, you have to make that spiritual connection. Now, what I mean by that, okay? The reason why I said you got to very deliberately involve yourself in this activity, because if you just do it superficially, you read the scripture, and you really won't ponder and think about what it really means. So it'll just become words. From a page, you read it, and it doesn't become alive because we're not spending the time to allow God to allow it to become real to us in our spirit and our hearts and our souls. Are you with me? So spend time with God. Make that spiritual connection, all right, with him. Accomplished by a deep concentration on the Lord, Jesus Christ. Touch and they say concentrate. Concentrating on him and concentrating on his word. All right? Then, what's the next thing we do? We got to get God's word in our spirit. Touch your name, you got to get in your spirit. Get it. Get the word in your spirit now. All right? It'll change us if we get it in there. We can't help but to do that. It's going to affect something. Because it's alive. It can't help but bring things alive. Things that have died, amen, your dreams have died, it's going to bring it back to life again. If you lost some hope, woo, it's going to energize and give you hope. Amen. If you feel down, he's going to give you some strength. Am I right about it? Make that spiritual connection. Get the word of God in your spirit and then speak it out. Say it. Speak it out. Amen. Right. Now, I'm going to give you just a sample prayer. I mean, you pray how the Lord leads you. But I'm just giving you a sample of maybe some things you may want to consider as you're exercising it. I just want to encourage you to start with prayer. All right? Is that right? Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father. That's a good one, huh, A.D.? Heavenly Father. He's your Father, right? You can call on him. You can pray to him. Holy is your name. By the power of your Holy Spirit. Are you ready? Dear God, please reveal to my mind and to my heart. You ready for this? Those wonderful things about you. You need to know about him first. Before you start considering about moving on to other things, you need to first know about him. Because when you know about him, you take faith in knowing that all things are all right because you know about his power now. You know about what he's able to do now. You know how much he loved you now. You know how much he forgave you now. Are you with me? So, Father, reveal these things. Show me how you're working on my behalf. Right? How you're directing me according to your will and your relationship with me. Through your written words and scripture, right? Reveal to me the secret things, first of your heart, God. Show me what's there in your heart. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All I'm trying to say is just pray. Be sincere about it. Let him know that you're making that connection. You want to hear from him. That's the important thing. Let him know you want to hear from him. And then get in the book, right? Get into his word. Spend that time. Go deeper, right? Don't just scratch the surface, right? Mm-hmm. Know what it means. Get it in the depths of your spirit and soul and then act it out. Obey it. Let it direct you in life. Let him energize you and give you peace and joy. And let him cause you to be prosperous and successful. Let him cause you to be, as the psalmist, happy as the man. Right? That walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that does what? Bring glory. I gotta stop. But if you meditate on the word of God, it's gonna bring forth some fruit. Am I right about it? And it says here, blessed is a man. And if you meditate, it says his leaf also shall not wither. You know what that means? Oh, glory to God. That means when it gets hot, amen,
your fruit and your leaves is not going to wither and die.
Yeah.
It's, oh, come on, sister. He's gonna water it. It's going to cause it to be moist. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he do, if you meditate, whatsoever he said that whatsoever he do shall prosper. There it is again. I'm not making it up now.
So I got to close there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Meditate. Amen. Do it the way the Lord gives us and instructs us in his word. All right. Spend some time with the Lord. Focus. Make a conscious effort. Deliberately do it. You got to do it on an ongoing basis. Don't do it today and then stop. It's ongoing. You know. Now, I'm not going to ask anybody in here that made a New Year's resolution. I'm not going to ask that. Right? Because sometimes New Year's resolution don't make it through the first couple of weeks. Right? No resolutions here. Let's make a commitment to do an ongoing connection with God every day. All right? Can we do that? That's what we should do, right? Do that every day. In his law, do it, he meditate day and night, okay? Read it. Read the book. Eat it. Chew on it. Yeah, chew on it. Amen. I need a cartoonist to draw that picture, amen. Somebody chewing on the word. Because that's got what God wants us to do. Are we blessed?
We are blessed.
Amen. So let's continue in the Lord, all right? Come on, stand on your feet. We're going to get ready to close, amen. I believe I know everybody in here, amen. But I want to make sure that everybody in this place is born again. Born again. Bless God. Because we have something that the Lord gives us that's wonderful. I don't know about any other. I can't talk about those. But I don't know about them, but I know about Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I right about it?
Mm-hmm.
He's a wonderful counselor. He's a mighty Savior. He's an awesome healer. Am I right about it? He gives us joy. Unspeakable joy. Full of glory. Yeah. He's wonderful. And he's a forgiving, loving God.